Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? What kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I'm flipping for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealous in every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
Everybody, happy Sunday. Welcome to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. I am here with my co-host, Mo Benz. What's happening, boo?
What's up, people? What's up, Miss Lovely Black? Ready to just have another action-packed, all-out, interesting, sexy show. You know what I'm saying? So let's get it in.
Man, listen, I have had one hell of a week, man. And you know what? Everything is about growth and understand it, man. And I put a post up just now in reference to growth. Like, sometimes people won't allow you to be great. Sometimes people will continuously just try to bring you down, try to dog you out, try to lie on you, try to make it like it's you. You know what? You have to be strong. You have to stay focused. And in order to forgive, you say, hey, I forgive you. You apologize, because sometimes we indirectly do things when we're in the moment to hurt somebody or to piss them off. Thank you very much, Ernest. But we don't mean it. So you apologize, even if it's something small, something big. Once you apologize and you forgive them, no matter what they do to you, you still have to remain positive and let it go. Oh, my God.
That's
you
got
to let it go.
That's true.
Once you let it go, man, you grow and flourish, and no matter what it is that they try to do to you, it won't even bother you. Because you're living a good life. Like, oh, my God.
That's
like,
that's the words of wisdom right there.
That's my lesson for this week.
Oh, my fault. Yeah, your lesson. I'm bugging out. My bad. The lesson. Yeah, no, that's a good lesson. Lesson learned. That's what's up.
Hey. So what's up with you? Yeah. How was your week?
My week was just grinding, you know, but it's good, positive. You know what I'm saying? I love it when I'm a busy person. So right now I just feel like I'm just, you know, I haven't had time to just even relax because, you know, just, you know, setting up deals, going on appointments, working with clients. So it's just been a busy, hectic week going into the new fall. But it's been good. You know, it's all good, you know, coming off Labor Day. It's just been a strong, positive week. Yeah, that's it. I mean, I'm just grinding. So, I mean, it ain't really nothing. And it just really went down because I just been kind of just like head down focused on a lot of things. But a lot of just like I said, working towards having some things just prosper for like the fall. You know, because basically with the seasons with me, I feel like I'm a different person each season. So right now I'm just going through that switch over to that fall. And fall is always kind of like, I mean, I know we do the new year in January. But I've always been on that kind of like school rhythm, like whereas fall is kind of like the, you know, like a new me, you know what I'm saying? It's just like a new season, and I feel, you know, coming off the summer was a good summer, great summer, and I'm just ready to get ready for the winter, you know? So just putting things in motion. So that's what my week's been about for the most part.
Right. That's amazing. So and we would like to hear from you guys as well. We have an awesome show. Is oral sex required? And what is good oral sex? Some of the topics that we talk about, we go back and we revisit because we only have an hour and a half on the show. And with our program and how we got it set up, sometimes we don't have enough time to go over it. Like last week, our topic, me and my co-host, we were having a good laugh this week looking at different pictures. Women, like, yeah, this is good, this is bad, this is good, this is bad.
Wow,
so,
yes.
It was hilarious because he's like, yeah, we got to talk about this some more. So that's what we're here for, to talk about real-life situations and real-life issues, and I can't wait. So let me show you guys my outfit for the night. I posted the picture up already, but the rum. The outfit of the night is... this. Nothing too much. I am losing like weight, and so I wear a lot of tights right now. I wear a lot of tights right now because nothing really fits. So that's where we at with that. All right, so now I let everybody know I didn't post on Instagram tonight. I always do, but they know. Kudos to all the listeners out there. We're still gaining listeners. And, you know, we're having a consistent number of listeners on a weekly basis, and I am really appreciative of that. Thank you, guys. Please stay out of my inbox on Facebook. I done did everything. I done told y'all got to cash out me some money. Y'all still want to make excuses why not to cash out, but still message me, and you get blocked. So my block button has been very active.
Uh-oh.
I know y'all see me on my page.
Strong.
Y'all still jumping in my inbox. And you're going to get blocked.
No slide in the DMs. No slide in the DMs.
No slide in my DMs. I'm all right. I'm all right on that. I told you, my mate is not on Facebook. You know, or they may have Facebook, but they ain't on my Facebook. So, yeah.
Well, shout out to your Facebook Live people. You know, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to them. You know, everybody that's just tuned in and listening to you, leave some comments. You know, let us know how you feel, man. I feed off of that energy, so definitely, man. Like,
oh, man,
that,
they over here showing mad love, and they liking it up, and I'm appreciating all the likes and the hearts and the kisses and all that good stuff. And for the folks that's tuning in, thank you very much. So Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black is a real adult conversation show. We have been at this for over a year now in the running. April made a year. Thank you, boo-boo. I'm watching. Hey, girl. So our comments look like they're working tonight. Again, like last week, I had so many comments that I didn't even see till after the live went off, but it looks like I'm seeing them now, so kudos to that. We have real-life conversations about real-life topics, and hey, Kiata, and that's how I like to do. I like to have these conversations because not everybody is going to agree with what I have to say, but I actually give you a different perspective and a different way to look at life, you know, instead of being mad and angry and all that good stuff. So it's all good. Let's turn up. So, is oral sex a requirement? Now, y'all are going to flip out about my answer, but I'm going to let my boy go first. I'm going to let my co-host go first and let him answer this because I'm pretty sure that he has something hilarious to say at one point or another. So, is oral sex a requirement for you and your situation?
Yes, I would say oral sex is a requirement, but I'm going to put an asterisk with it. Like, you really got to be... It's got to be in you. You know what I'm saying? You got to want to do it. Because if you don't, then, like, what's the point? You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to be honest. Like, right now, I mean, I do it, and I've done it. But right now, I haven't been really active like that with oral sex. But I love to receive it. You know what I'm saying? I like to give it, too. But I got to really be into it to give it. You know what I'm saying? And I don't – if I'm receiving oral sex from – you know, from a mate, from my mate, or, you know, whatever the case may be, I want to make sure that the female, she's into it, she want to do it, you know what I'm saying? Because, like NWA said, you know, don't matter, just don't bite it, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, I don't want no tease, none of that, you know what I'm saying? But that's rookie stuff right there, you know what I'm saying? That's, you know, but we all adults, and, yeah, if a female got that good oral game, that's a whole nother ball game, you know what I'm saying? Like, straight up, so... I mean, I definitely think it's a requirement, but like I said, it's everybody doesn't do it well. You know what I'm saying? That's the bad part about it because, you know, you can just have it as a – because, like, for me, I don't always have
hell
to have
yeah,
it. It's hell, all right, I got it. I want to hear that. But I think so. But like I said, the person got to be – they got to be good at it because for me – I mean, I love getting it, you know what I'm saying, to get me right. But a lot of times if I'm just attracted to the female, I'm already just ready to go anyway. But that oral sex is just like the icing on the cake. So, yeah, I mean that's my answer.
Can you be with somebody that don't give oral sex?
Well, I mean, could I be with somebody? No, you know, we would have to get to that point. Like, you know, I just think it's not even a big deal the way it used to be. You know what I'm saying? But once again, that person's got to be into it. You know what I'm saying? They gotta really, you know, like to do it. But yeah, I mean, definitely. I think it's definitely, to answer your question, it's definitely a requirement. But like I said, that person got to be about that. You know what I'm saying? As far as oral sex, it's just kind of like, I don't want to say it's kind of like anal sex, but in a way, it's too, like, you know, like a female could be like, oh yeah, we'll try, but if it's not good.
Hey, hell no.
Everybody's just not built for it. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I'm the type of person.
Listen, I'm with you 100% on the fact that everybody's not built for it. But here's the difference between women and men.
Okay.
Most women are not good at oral sex. They're not good at giving men fellatio. But a man is not going to say, I don't want it, just because she's not good at it. A man will let her do it for a little bit, do enough. okay, J-Bo says she got to know what she's doing. A man got to do enough she going to do enough to get him right and get him ready for sex, and he's okay. On a woman's standpoint, majority of men do not know how to give oral sex. This is my take on it. And so I got tired of, like, I don't want you, I'm about to call in, can't do the live. Okay, call in, baby, call in. Y'all want to call in, y'all can call in and listen to us on the show. And you call in at 646-787-1839, 646-787-1839. And you can just listen or... Oh, you can just listen in or you can call in to talk. Hold on, y'all hear me, y'all hear me. She can learn, J-Bo said. Okay. No, it can't be taught. Okay, listen. So let me finish answering this question.
Okay.
Most men that interact with me, you know, they always boosting themselves up. Being that I am an ex-porn actress, they always boost themselves up to me. Oh, I got this, I got that, I can do this and I can do that. The number one thing is whack head. It's so whack that I don't like getting it. I don't like head. Because it's like setting yourself up for a disappointment. Or it's so good, right, that you like, shit. You know what I'm saying? Like you fucked up now because it's so good. So you got like the either or. So I just really don't like head. I'm not a head person. I have taught men how to give good head. Some be faking, like they hair trash, make them keep going. He said some be faking. I don't like head. I that's one thing that I just stay away from. Let's do everything else. I know that my head is great. So being that I know it's great, more than not, a man will not get it from me unless there is some substance, unless I feel a connection, not someone trying to convince me that there's a connection, unless, like, he doing everything that he's supposed to do, I'm not getting it from here.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
Don't lose your train of thought, but, like, so, because you say you get great but and you hold back, you know what I'm saying? They got to really have some substance before you'll take it to that level with them. How did you learn how to give good head? Did you just naturally have it? I mean, naturally, yeah.
So, when I was younger, like when I got like 17, 18, right, I had got into watching porn. And when I used to watch porn, I used to be like, oh, these girls ain't really doing it right. I've always had a shape. I've always been built a certain way. Therefore, I always dealt with men with money, right? And so these men with money, dealing with a young me, taught me what to do. Then as I'm watching the porn and I'm like, I don't know, you know, I don't really like it. Looking at certain women, you know what I'm saying? Oh, God, what was this?
Who was some of your inspiration? Who you learned from?
She's no longer, she got out before I got in. But I used to watch her, man, and she used to just deep throat, gag, all of that.
Ooh, Janet Jackman?
Vanessa.
Del Rio?
She a black girl with the big boobs and small frame. I forgot her name.
Vanessa Blue?
Vanessa Blue. Love her.
There we go.
Love her.
There we go.
Fucking love her.
Shout out.
Vanessa Blue, I was like, I can do that. And that was my inspiration, and that's how I got into porn, because I was like, shit, I mean, I can do that. So when you search me, the one thing that stand out to people is my oral skills, right? And that's how I picked up the name Mega Mouth. But outside of porn, outside of what I'm doing, like, I know that that's what people want, especially if you know me. And then most people try to play the game, act like they don't know who I am, and I know you know who I am. And then you like, oh, okay, yeah, I don't suck penis. Like, it's not going to be something that's going to come to you, you know, effortlessly. That's the one thing. That's the word I'm trying to say. So if I do it, I got to be feeling you. It got to be a connection. It got to be something that we're doing. Other than that, yeah, no, it's not happening. So for me, oral sex is not a requirement for men, because most men do not know how to give oral sex. I mean, I can't tell you when the last time I had somebody that actually knew exactly what they was doing. And so when you get it, you get it, you know, just to lay down there. And then you're like, all right, my famous thing is, oh, okay, now give me that dick. I want that dick. That's my famous line. You know, like,
that's
if a
cold,
female stops
like,
head, you
like,
know,
I'm
like.
Good, I'm straight.
Yeah,
cold,
like, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for the gesture. You know, like, no hard feelings. Go ahead and can
that
shit
very
and burn
nicely.
It. For me, I I look at these women that put out these sex tapes, man, and like I said, everybody went crazy by Tierra Marie, and I told you, I ain't put no
yo,
more
I thought she did. I'm telling you, man, I thought she did a good job, yo.
Most men was like, Tierra, you did a good job. So that means I do
a
spectacular
job
if y'all like Tierra's job, because, man, I'm shutting her down 10 times. But y'all telling Tierra Marie, you know, oh, yeah, she did a good job. Listen, let me tell you something. You should
she just
not,
caught that lockjaw, I told you.
You should not
if she
didn't
catch
to,
that lockjaw, it would have been on point.
You should not have to spit on his penis, okay? You should not have to spit on his penis. Because if you are sucking his penis correctly, when that motherfucker hit the back of your throat, your saliva glands are going to activate, okay? When that shit hit the back of your throat, the slob just going to run by itself. So when I see women, like, that's nasty to me. When I see women, they spitting on his dick. And then you got some men that's so accustomed to trash head, they be like, spit on it. You know, you come out the door talking about spit on it. Mm. Nigga, let me do me.
Yeah.
You don't even know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's just
yeah.
back of my
throat.
I ain't got
that.
Sometimes
yeah, I ain't gonna just
my
say
head
spit on it.
That. So if you got a little dick, you know, first of all, what I'm going to do with it, pick my teeth with it. You know what I'm saying? Like most I hear sometimes, like, damn, that shit too wet. Like, you know, I don't know what to tell you, because I wouldn't, I know you wouldn't want to fuck no dry pussy, so why would I want to give you some dry mouth? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, true. Well, let me, all right, so that has me, since I know you said your head game is on point, so I got another question there. So are you spit or swallow?
Depending on who
depends.
It is.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's I can respect that answer. Definitely respect that answer. You just ain't going to swallow anybody. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be somebody.
Right.
That connection. Okay.
I like it all though when it comes to that, because when you in the like especially if you are in the moment, especially when you are in the moment, you will be like, just put it on my face, put it on my lips.
Mm.
You know, like, you get into the moment, you get into the thing, and then the inner porn start come out, and you just like, yes! You know what I'm saying? Like, let's, you know, like, you know, but it's just about how I'm feeling that person, and you know, it's a whole nother step, so we may get there, and I may suck your dick. Like, you know what, I'm more comfortable with sucking penis with a rubber.
Wow, see, I'm not feeling that. I can't get it. Like, well, I can't, like,
and then they be tripping like, dang, you made me come with a rubber on. Yeah, I'm because I'm really good at that. But I'm more comfortable doing it that way than to be, it's just too much going on. And you
yeah,
know,
yeah, I feel that. That's why I said
all
sex is really like a whole nother game now, because like, there's a lot of stuff going on, so it's like, you know, you really gotta be feeling that person, and you know that person is just, you know, clean and blah blah blah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
For you to really enjoy it. But yeah, I can't have oral sex with a condom. I just I don't know. I don't feel right. I don't know. But look, to each his own. But that's just me. I need that shit raw if I'm gonna get it. I can't. You know what I'm saying? That's the one thing I will say. Like,
but see, I create
sex, okay.
Stalkers, though.
Well, you create
I
what?
I create stalkers.
Stalkers, you said?
Yep.
Mm. All right. Well, you know, this is real talk, so, you know, we just gotta get to it. But, yeah, I mean, but definitely, oral sex, I definitely think it's a requirement. But like I said, it's got to be, because even me, like I said, I gotta just be attracted to a person on that level for me to really wanna do that. But sometimes, you know, you just you know, get that one female or whatever, and especially like in a new type of relationship where you just, you know, you pull them things down, and like I said, and that juice box is looking, you know, tantalizing, and you just wanna go at it. You know what I'm saying? But then, like I said, it's all about a vibe for me. You know, that's just how I feel about the whole oral sex. And then getting back to the original question too, when it comes to
hey,
me and my relationship.
I
got to
go to a music break. I'm going to play Bought My Money, and I'll be right back with you guys.
Turn me up. Turn me up my headphones. Look. But if they fucking with you, nigga, I'ma bang with you. I'm from the hood, all good, I got my game up. That's why I got that check, Nerf, yeah, he came up. I'm from Bankhead Coat, yeah, that Bankhead hoe. I show you niggas how I do, this how Bankhead go. Hot shit out the cockpit, pull up in that drop seat. That dump two door, that cop roof, I come throughout the cockpit. Straight up out my destination, I'm busting your ass, no hesitation. Try to fuck up my concentration, I'm making move while you contemplating. I grind real hard. Check though, what you wanna do to homie, asking why I flex though, flexing all this shit cause I done did it, I done came up, what the fuck you doing, you niggas still up on the same stuff, west side Atlanta where I'm from, born and raised, and you know I'm getting paid like them boy back in the day, get my hands real good like a handful of spade, and my nigga Young Coop, get that money, I feel your pain, nerd.
I'm glad everything is. I hope everything's all right.
Yeah, everything all right. I thought it wasn't for a minute. You know what I'm saying? The way the message came across, but okay. Yeah, everything all right. Okay, jitters. Can you say jitters? Okay. So we gonna let everybody come back in. I am back. So we're going to have a split live. We're going to have a split situation here, but I had to I had to get off of the live in order to make the phone call. Where do we leave off at?
Let me see. We were talking about, of course, the topic, which is, you know, it's oral sex requirement. Oh, you know, I was just talking how, like, when it comes to me and a female, any female that I have had sexual relations with, I always can just size them up and just see, you know, and vibe on what they're good at. So, you know, if it ain't fire, you know what I'm saying? And I probably won't be asked for it. I mean, she might do it from time to time, but, you know, it's not like I'm like, oh, every time we do it, I got to have oral sex, because I know that's not what she not built like that, or just not yet, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, with me, I always say it's always a vibe. It's always a chemistry. So, in every female I've ever been with my whole life, I had a different chemistry with that particular female. So, you know, one female I might be with, you know, the oral sex is crazy. You know, another one, you know, we got different positions that we go to, you know. And so that's my whole thing. So it's just all love sex, you know what I'm saying, from – you know, different positions to anal sex, you know what I'm saying? You know, because like I said, some women ain't built for that. Some women are, to oral sex. So it just all depends, you know? So that's my whole thing. But I do think we...
Talk about your head game.
What happened? What's up?
The guy, Dietrich, he said we were talking about your head game. Let's talk about that again.
Oh, yeah. Let's get on that. Go ahead.
You full of shit. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I had to run off for a brief moment, and I'm back now. Everything is okay, I think. I'll check once the show is over. But, yes, man, listen. Ladies have to understand that, okay, if you can't cook, right, you're going to learn how to cook, because you don't want to keep cooking nasty shit. You know, I see some of the pictures online. You don't want to keep, you know, cooking stuff that's going to make somebody sick, right? So if you go down to give this man oral pleasure and you can't do it, you need to learn how to do it. You know what I'm saying? This is Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. You need to learn how to do what it is that you don't know how to do. So it's not okay to say I don't know what I'm doing, because I mean, I was good before I got into porn, but I was great when I got in, you know, after I got out of it. So I don't know how to, like, I don't know, like, I like to be good at whatever I'm doing, you know, so we all started out as rookies, but we learned and we got better, so, I don't know, but that's not something that I do often these days. Now, if I'm in a relationship, man, he get all of the everything that he wants, because that's somebody that, you know, they've made it to that point for us to be in a relationship. But if we're not in a relationship, I don't know, I'm just a different person. And here's the thing. I hear the things that, for the people that just meet me, look like what? For the people that just meet me, I hear the lame lines that they run, and I be like, these women really this stupid? So, for instance, last week I had went outside the cookout or whatever. So my neighbor's brother was in town visiting. So he came over and he was talking to me. I had on a little dress, summer dress, barbecuing. And he was like, oh, you know, talking to me, going to get shit, you know, bringing me stuff or whatever. And I'm like, cool. So he had done went and got some beers or whatever. And since I had my son, I really don't drink alcohol as much. You know what I'm saying? Like, I probably drank alcohol twice since I had my twin. So he goes, you know, what's up? So I was like, man, I got to go get my, you know, my feet done. As you can see, I really don't wear nails anymore on my hand, but I do get my feet done. So he was like, oh, I'll go get your feet done. But in the same token, he kept saying, put the kids to sleep and let me come back over here. Okay, now I know what that's cold for. So you really think that I'm going to let you tell me that You think I'm gonna let? Thank you, Stacey. You think I'm gonna let you tell me that you're gonna get my feet done and I'm gonna go give you some ass? Women fall for the dirtiest things, because at the end of the day, I'm in Georgia. At the end of the day, I didn't call him the next day and he didn't call me. You know, so the thing is that men will say what they have to say to get what they want, right? But that does not necessarily mean that they mean any of it. So actions speak louder than words for me. And I just be like, people just fucking to be fucking. These women giving sex up like babies throw up. Like, it's easy. You know what I'm saying? It's easy these days to have sex with women. So in my head, when you talking to me and you want me to put my mouth on you, I'm thinking, who you fucking? And most people don't get tested like I get tested. Most people don't know how to get tested on the regular. So it's like, I'm not finna put my mouth on you and I don't trust you or what you're being and what you're doing. You know, when I get to know you and we build up that rapport, I can't say women do more than y'all. I'm not saying men do more than women. What I'm saying is women fucking, men fucking, okay? All I know is I ain't fucking, and therefore I ain't finna be doing the most. That's how that works. I ain't finna be doing the most. So that's my point. I don't know. So yeah, and y'all don't know how to give it. Mo.
Well,
you went to sleep
like
on
said,
me?
No. I'm here. I'm just trying to take that all in. But this topic, I'm just really trying to wrap my thoughts around it, you know, because like I said, it's just a vibe. I don't want to just sound repetitive, but that's just how I feel. You know, when it comes to me, this topic, maybe I'm not the best person to kind of really go in depth, because like I said, my whole it's just that chemistry between that person and you, you know, like I, but
yeah, y'all
every
don't
person,
know how
never,
to receive it. How do you not know how
I know,
to receive
it? I know how to receive it. Now, hold on. That I can tell you that.
Oh, I guess you're saying women don't know how to receive it. How do you not know how to receive
it? What do you mean? Hold on. I'm lost. Say that again. Like, explain that to me.
Eatrick
said, you don't know how to receive it.
Hoes don't know how to receive it.
Hoes don't know how to receive head? You saying? Or chicks? Women don't
know
how to receive head?
He's talking about running game. Women got that. Listen, I don't know. For me, men don't know how to do it. And I don't want you wasting my time. Because, see, I got anger issues. And I've been done hit you in the top of your fucking head if you bite me. So I just don't, you know, just listen. You know, what you in jail for?
I will come back to what we talked about a little bit last week. So, like I said, to me, like a pretty vagina or whatever, or not even, you know, is key. All right. So, getting back to what we had said, like you was just saying how we was going back and forth. Like I felt like a gynecologist the other day when we was like showing different pictures and stuff like that. You were showing this, and I was showing this, and then we were just talking, you know. So that was cool. But to me, like I said, for me to really like get into it, like I said, I like a woman's vagina to be like kind of like have a look to it. You know what I'm saying? For me to really want to go down and.
And if y'all wasn't here last week, he said he liked his woman vagina to look to look like roasty.
True, but look, I know what you're saying. You was like, look, when it's got that roast beef look, you saying it's been beat, it's been, you know, it's been ran through. But I've come across some women that just have fat vaginas that haven't been necessarily ran through. I get what you're saying, Dan. You know, you could definitely see some that just look like, all right, that's been ran through. And she got the roast beef joint going on. But some women, because like I said, all vaginas is different. And that's why I think this is kind of like an interesting topic, because certain women just has like just fattered lips, you know what I'm saying? And that's what kind of turns me on in a way. Like, it just does. Now, with that, then I'm like, all right, but but when a woman's vagina is just like real closed off and like real, like really nothing in, you got to kind of open it yourself to kind of see it. You know, well, all vaginas are like that, but some, like, you don't necessarily have to open it. It kind of just kind of like protrudes out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of just inviting.
No, he said, Stacey, you know, said that's raggedy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's raggedy.
I know.
You ain't got, if
yo,
you're not open,
I don't know.
If you're not opening
that's,
up those outer lips, see those inner lips,
yeah.
If them motherfuckers ain't hiding like peekaboo, then that shit raggedy.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, that's just me then.
You supposed to open
like,
that thing up and
it's
like, peekaboo. You ain't doing all of that.
Yeah.
That's just raggedy. I don't want
them. You know what? You know what? That's me. I guess that's just, maybe that's a fetish. I guess that's a fetish for me. You know what I'm saying? So look, I done found a new fetish.
You got a raggedy pussy fetish.
I guess when it comes down to that, but look, if everything else is I'm talking about like all finest. You know what
I'm
saying?
Say,
like,
I'm good
like,
on that.
Look, you know, like I said, to each his own. But that's me. That's what I'm attracted to. You know what I'm saying? As far as that. I'd rather just beat that thing up and get it that way. Then I guess, you know what I'm saying? Then maybe I'll be a little bit more in tune to going down like that. But that's just, you know, that's just how I get down when it comes to the.
You know how much sex you got to have to make a woman look like that? You ain't gonna do it.
No,
yourself.
But I'm telling you, like I have been with women that hasn't been like that. They just had a fat vagina, like straight up. Like I'm just being all seriously. Like I've had women that haven't been ran through, they just had a fat vagina. Like, that's just,
no,
they
that's
just were
thing.
Like that.
You think they haven't been ran through, but they have. That's the
all
thing.
Right. Well, like I said,
you
that's why
like
I'm talking about this. Like I said, I feel
through.
Like a gynecologist right now, huh?
Listen, it's a difference, okay? If her outer lips are fat, right, that's what
yeah.
fluctuates. The outer lips,
yeah.
they can be fat, they can
outer
be slim.
Lips.
She's in my roast
okay.
beef. No, nigga, that shit. That shit beef. Listen, the outer lips
so.
Can be fat. They can be smaller.
Okay.
That's a
okay.
fat pussy. When those inner lips start
okay.
hanging out, when those inner lips get to the point where they're protruding from the outer lips,
okay.
that's not just fat. That is ran through. Now, of course,
okay.
you got some that tell men what they want to hear. You know what I'm saying? Man, listen. You got some women that they got stuff out there that can tighten they vagina up so good that it feel like it ain't never been touched. You know what I'm saying? They got
yeah,
shit out
yeah.
there that these women can do that make that shit so good and wet, and these women can be so convincing and tell you whatever they want to tell you. But that's the one
right.
thing you can't hide from.
Look,
if your inner lips is sticking out further than your outer lips, that shit is wrong. All right,
Look, I bet. All right, so now let me ask you this. Miss Lovely Black. So, and you know, to your Facebook Live people that's there too, y'all chime in and answer this question for me. So, all women have the same size clitoris or no?
Oh, listen, the outer lips will change in size.
Okay.
Yeah, they can do kegels, that'll tighten it up. The outer lips can change in size.
Okay.
The clitoris can damn sure change in size. But the lips on the inside, the inner lips, should not stick out
yeah.
further than that.
True. So what I'm talking about is the outer lips is just automatically fat, and the clitoris is a little bigger. And it hasn't been ran through. So I guess that's what I'm talking about. And then here's what goes along with my whole, if I'm going to be going down and stuff like that. Like, y'all women, y'all can get – and guys, too. Like, I recently was like, you know what? I was like – I just recently, like, went bald down there, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to be a little bit more sleeker, you know what I'm saying? So I just cut all my pubic hair off, you know what I'm saying? I keep it that way now. Like, I like the way that shit feels now. And also, too, that's good for fellatio. So now, you know, the person I'm with, if they want to go down on me, they like, oh, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just there, you know what I'm saying? So that's another thing that adds to whether we had that experience or not. You know what I'm saying? Because also, too, with women, I'm talking about me. I'm talking about what I'm attracted to now. So y'all down there, that's like, for me, when I see a woman, because you can't see that from, you know, unless you got x-ray vision, which you don't. You know what I'm saying? So that's just something that when you get intimate with a woman that you start to see. So I like to see, because y'all can get creative with y'all, you know what I'm saying, with y'all can get, like, little fades and cuts and everything down there. So, like, when that shit is, like, cut up a certain way, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got the little I don't know, taper on y'all joints, you know what I'm saying? You got the little fade, you know what I'm saying? And that adds to it, too. And then when it go down and then it go down into the clit, into the outer lips and all that, that's what's going to be sexy for me to make me want to go down there and see what that thing tastes like. You know what I'm saying? And then when I go down there, if y'all got that, you know, just smell like I can't even explain it. Just like just pure and like, you know, nothing's going to be pure. But what I'm just saying, when you can tell that a woman take care of her vagina where it just smells like, you know what I'm saying? It just smells right. You know what I'm saying? That's when it's good for me to go down. But other than that, like, I'm real picky when it comes to, I guess, oral sex. So that's, you know, that's why maybe I don't do it as often as maybe like a dude just like, yo, I'm ready to just go down or whatever. So, you know, that's my take.
Okay.
On it.
So if her clitoris, okay, I've seen smaller women that their clitoris kind of sticks out for a little further than their outer lips, right?
So yes, that's women, what I like.
Because all humans are initially born as men, and then women develop everything else. So, you know, at a certain point. So it just depends on what chromosome they are. So basically, that's her clitoris is her little penis.
okay, well, look, no homo, but that's, for women. Let me just point that out. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is all women stuff right here. None of that other bullshit.
No. That's just life.
Yeah.
But the other lip still shouldn't be raggedy.
Okay, true. I can agree with you on that a little bit, but sometimes
they should never look like roast beef, buddy. If they look like roast,
that's
been
ran
through.
All right. Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah. No,
okay.
That's what I'm saying. We'll talk, right? Like, you know, we in a trust tree, right?
What did he say? Yeah, it's okay. If you like a little used, you like it a little used, that's all right, you know? Everybody don't like the brand new smell.
Long as that thing ain't got no smell to it, you know what I'm saying? And it's just all sexiness, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can just vibe with it because it's just all sexiness to me. It's like her whole aura, you know, her whole, you know, body, anything like on point, then yo, I'm with the shits when it's that. And like I said, this ain't what's up?
Let me tell you how fundamental this shit is, right?
What's up?
I have done porn and my stuff is better than women that ain't even never did it. Why? Because it's all about taking care of your body. So I went 11 months, had sex 2 times in 11 months. I do my Kegels, I get my V steams. I make sure that my shit is on point. You know what I'm saying? You have to take care of your body. It's not just there to have on your body. You only get one vagina. So you got to keep that thing right. You got to keep it cute, and you got to keep it on point. You know what I'm saying? That's just hands down. So just like you got to take care of your teeth and your hair, you know, you got to take care of your vagina.
Yeah.
So there's no excuse for women to be walking around here with their shit inside out, that's what I call it. And if your shit inside out, that means they do a lot of fucking. And if they do a lot of fucking, normally it's hoeing. and they getting it beat up so bad that, you know, they can't help it. So you only get one vagina. You only get one penis. You should definitely take care of yourself and what you got down there. So real quick, let's go into trippy news. Trippy news.
Ooh.
Trippy news for the week.
Trippy news. Bam!
Ooh.
I got some topics.
It's so
too.
Much went on this week,
it.
Man.
It is a lot of smoke. It's a lot of smoke right now.
First of all, RIP Mac Miller.
Yo,
straight
up. Oh man, pour out a little liquor for that dude. You know what I'm saying? That was my guy right there. You know what I'm saying?
God, man, what is? I forgot the man name, man. He and
Who's that?
In California, he's always talking shit. Mac somebody. Mac. He's somebody manager. Mac somebody. I forgot his name. I'll put it up. But he made a very valid point. Even though he was very, very, very direct with it, he made a valid point. When somebody dies, everybody feel like you can't say anything or you can't address the issue. You can't, you know, everybody's, oh, my God, RIP, RIP. Okay, you got enough RIPs out there. We got to face the issue that's really, really, basically he committed suicide. You overdose, okay? You are putting drugs in your body that, one, should not be in your body, period. So if you're taking something that can goddamn kill you, you know what I'm saying? Like, why would you take it, you know, just small doses? You know what I'm saying? He basically committed suicide because he was doing drugs. So at what point are we going to attack the issue of drugs? Because all of these rappers rap about drinking lean, doing drugs, and fucking women and money. Like, when you rap, you got to rap about these things, even if you never had it. And it's the demise of what's going on. So, okay, we get the RIPs, but we also have to understand that this shit is real. And the worst kind of drug to get addicted to is prescription drugs. That's the worst kind of epidemic ever. People want it more. Then they start doing this prescription drugs. Listen, when people was doing X, you ain't hear people really dying by X on ecstasy. You heard people tripping out. You heard all kind of things, but you didn't hear about a lot of people dying on ecstasy. You get a couple people that have overdosed that did too much cocaine, but obviously that's cocaine mixed with something else. But you got these drugs that these people, these white people are pushing on you from these pharmacies, man. That goes to show you that this shit is not good for your body. You got to take care of your body. You got to take care of your vagina. You got to take care of your body. You got to, you know what I'm saying, you have to research, you know, and that's what we don't do. We feel like once we get out of school in the 12th grade or once we get out of school in college, then we don't have to go and research anymore. But the thing about it is they teach you valuable lessons in school, and that's to go find the information. That's the smartest thing that you can take from school. Go find the information, right? They teach you how to do enough things to survive in a white man's world. But if you take the actual number one foundation, which is go find your own information, we'll take care of ourselves a little bit better. Listen, I have had a very long struggle in my life, especially in my, you know, recent years when I got out of the game, I stopped doing drugs, and I was just drinking. I was drinking a lot, right? I was drinking a lot because I felt like, honestly, you know, this is a real, real moment for me. I was drinking a lot because I felt like, you know, something, I wasn't happy, you know, and it was no point for me to not be happy, but I wasn't happy with myself because I'm used to traveling the world. I'm used to jumping out, doing what I want to do, how I want to do it, and I'm no longer doing that. You're actually so used to a certain amount of attention, and, you know, my life kind of started, my life slowed all the way down. And so as I was drinking and I was leaning on alcohol and, you know, finding my happiness in alcohol, I was actually poisoning my body. On top of poisoning my body, I was gaining weight. I was putting on weight that, like, I didn't even pay attention to. And it actually took somebody to come into my life, you know, on a very negative note, right, to point out how much weight I had gained, right? And the first thing that came to my mind was, man, you know, if when I was doing drugs, I didn't have this much weight on me. And that immediately was overshadowed by, you know, the universe saying, it doesn't matter, but you're going to get the weight off you. And look at me now. Look at me now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I just, when I stand up and do what I do, you know, I don't really have a lot of complaints because I had to work to get it off me. I have three kids, man. Man, listen, I had got close to 300 pounds, man. 300 pounds, man. And that was stress and me not being happy with myself and all this stuff. right now, I am so happy with them, because anything that does not make me happy, anything that brings me stress, anything that brings me drama, I remove it from my life immediately. Immediately. I had to get there on this journey, this celibacy journey. And so we need to stop leaning on substances, and we need to start leaning more on understanding and removing people out of our life. Because nothing in this world is more important than you. So, you know, I'm very sorry that it killed itself, and I wish it would have went a little different. But unfortunately,
you know what I will say though?
If
you listen to his music, yeah, if you listen to his music, because I've been a fan, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't realize it was as bad as it was, obviously, but you can kind of, because I'm a strong believer, once again, that everything happens for a reason. Certain people put here for different reasons and different things. And his music, it did, you know, it's been inspiring to me in a way, in certain cases, you know what I'm saying? So, and then now, like, I kind of, like, especially after he passed, I kind of went back and kind of revisited, like, some of his albums and stuff like that. And you can kind of just see he was on it, you know, he was on, like, it's hard to, because, like, all right, so, you know, we're on this trippy news, and, like, you got the whole Eminem versus MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, you know what I'm saying? They got their little kind of rap beef that's going back and forth, everybody waiting to see what Eminem's going to say to MGK. But what I'm saying is the difference between Mac Miller as opposed to them, first off, they're all white, but Mac Miller was the only kind of white rapper that I would co-sign for, because to me, his music had substance, you know, even though, like I said, he unfortunately died of an overdose. If you listen to his music, it was positive and uplifting and fun at the same time. And he was more than just a rapper. He wasn't just spitting bars, you know, he had joints where he was singing, and it was just deeper, you know what I'm saying? You could tell that he was thinking on a higher consciousness, you know, as far as like life and what it means and stuff like that. And you know, it's just unfortunate that that happened. But now listening to his music, it's kind of like Tupac. You know what I'm saying? If you was a Tupac fan when Tupac was out in the 90s, and when he was just like, you know, I see death around the corner and like all his stuff, you know, he was talking about it. You know, he just was kind of in his music. He was kind of foreseeing his demise. It's kind of the same thing with Mac Miller.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Like, you know, when I was out there living my life, man, I knew when to stop. You know, I knew when to pull up. I knew when to take a break. You know, your body gonna tell you that. Your inner conscience gonna speak to you. You know, so
yeah.
You know, you gotta think. I can't say that's a white man's thing, but predominantly that's a white man's thing. All of the rappers that you have just named went through drug abuse, you know, at some point or another. So
yeah,
we gotta do better.
So, yeah.
True.
And then
better.
Also, too, like, like you said, these synthetic drugs, if it's not natural, like, I don't understand how, like, I mean, I can't get with it because it's just so, I can't even fathom, like, popping a pill that I don't even know the side effects to, you know, that's where, you know, anybody that's listening to this show, man, like, how are you going to just take something synthetic, man? That means it was made up in a lab somewhere, and you don't know how
that's
going to...
Yeah, because they believe in... In Eastern medicine, they believe in this medicine.
Yeah, I'm good on that stuff. And like you said, you never know how it's gonna react to your body because everybody's different. So some drug that you might use, you know, it don't really affect the person. You know, I always say Bobby Brown, Whitney Houston. Bobby Brown would probably do a freaking shitload of coke. You know what I'm saying? And be good the next day and maintain and focus and all that. Whitney Houston couldn't handle that. And when you got money, that's when the overdose happens, because anybody who's just – when you just take it on a regular level, like you were saying with the drinking or whatever, if you, you know, got some dollars and you know, get a couple bottles or whatever, blah, 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 or weed, you know what I'm saying? You got some money, you know, you got your nice little ounce at the crib and you just rolling up for sporadically. These is like – I mean, alcohol can get very bad if you abuse it. Same with weed, you know. Don't get it twisted. I like weed too, but if you get too much of it –
What's up? That weed ain't for me. I don't like weed. But I get where you're coming from, you know, with that. And I just wanted to make people aware of that. Also, in other trippy news, oh, my God. The Cardi B and Nicki Minaj clash. Yes.
Smoke.
Where I'm going with this is going to be different than where you think I'm going. But I put a post up before I started the show. And I briefly touched on this on my other live in reference to forgiveness and knowing how to forgive people. And you will win in the end, right? And so everybody has been saying that Nicki Minaj is telling people not to work with her and not to work with other people. And if they did, she wasn't dealing with them, da-da-da-da-da. And so even after all of this, like, yeah, Cardi looked crazy because Cardi charged her. Cardi looks crazy because Cardi B charged her. But here's the thing that came out of all of that, right? Cardi B stepped to Nicki Minaj solo dolo. When Nicki Minaj did a video after that, she was surrounded by bitches, okay? So that goes to show you, number one, how scary Nicki Minaj is. After that, it started to come out how everybody is saying Nicki Minaj is this fucked up person. So whatever person do in the dark will always come to the light, no matter what it is, no matter what they saying. And like, I'm going through something so similar because I got somebody in my life that's trying to make me seem like a certain type of person to everybody around him, but it's really that person that's doing this. And so I forgave them. I did all that I could do, and they continue to talk and do what it is that they're doing. And you know, I just threw my hands up. You know what I'm saying? I do what I can, and I say, you know, still, I have nothing negative to say because it's all going to come out in the end. It's only so much lying that you can do. It's only so much being stagnant that you can do. You know what I'm saying? So out of this whole fiasco, there's some tweets rolling around about Cardi B before she had a child. And she made some real fucked up comments to another young lady that had a child. That child died. And so for that, karma's a bitch. So now it stings to you that you done went through this whole process and you got your own child. And now, you know, somebody done said something or liked a comment or something about your child. Like, you was looking for the reason to take off for this beef. So karma's a bitch. Watch what you say to people. Watch what you do to people because it can come back on you. But also keep in mind that, you know, what you do in the dark comes to the light. And I wanted to touch on that for that reason. Look.
Yeah. What's up? Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, you know, Cardi B, you know, she's from the streets, though. You know what I'm saying? So she gonna approach you on a different thing with that industry stuff. I mean, she an industry female now, you know what I'm saying? But she definitely, you know, got them street codes, and that's what happens, you know what I'm saying? So one thing is this should be out of bounds as kids. I don't even know what Nicki Minaj said, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess it really hit home, whatever she said, you know what I'm saying? If she said, she shouldn't have really been speaking on her kid, you know, calling her an unfit mother.
I think Nicki Minaj liked a picture that somebody said something about her not being a good mother. But Cardi was saying in her tweet, she was telling the girl, that's why your child died, because you didn't pay attention and you this and you that. Like, Cardi B said more fucked up shit to a mother about her child. So you mad at Nicki Minaj because Nicki Minaj liked a comment. So that lets you know that there was already beef between her and Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, you
know what I'm saying?
I mean, that was just going to clash. That was just building up. Like, you can already
see
that coming to the forefront.
Cardi is about that life, and she is gangster as fuck.
Yeah.
Because Nicki, you know, sitting down, you know, talking about on site, you know, all this. You got three bitches around you, and Cardi B stepped to a solo dolo. So Cardi definitely about motherfucking life, and I don't think Nicki want it.
I don't think she wants to smoke. I really don't. But yeah, it's gonna be interesting. You know, it's gonna be interesting to see what comes out in this and the next, because we still got fashion week going on in New York, so it's still other fashion shows going on. We'll see. We'll see if anything. What comes out is, or what new music can come out. You know what I'm saying? It's just gonna be interesting. But two females, like, definitely, like, Nicki Minaj definitely got some competition, because Cardi B, you know, she got her weight up, so She on that level now. So,
right.
You know, that's the competition. You know, I always say rap is a sport. So, you know, Nicki don't want to give up the crown no time soon. Just like my girl
right.
Serena, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of similar. I always kind of look at them a little similar in a way. As far as just being competitive females to dominate their craft. So, yeah, that's that. Also, too, in trippy news, Nas, man. Anybody who's following Nas's Instagram, my man went in on Khalees. I mean,
right.
did you see it offhand?
Finally.
Did you see it? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I felt
Yo, he wrote
everywhere.
Like a whole book / album. Like, I was just like, wow. You know what I'm saying? It was deep, man. He had about like
Listen,
6 or 7
that man
posts
has not
going,
spoken on this woman this whole
yeah.
time. He has did was, everything to run him in the mud this entire freaking
yeah, he
time.
Yeah, he just was fed up.
And
he was fed up.
But, like, forget it. Like, you know, it ain't no extra. He just, like, I felt him on that. You know, I mean, sometimes
yeah,
you
I
take
felt
that.
Him too. Like, wow.
So comfortable.
Yeah. And you know what's so funny, like my wife today, she went to, my wife, she been kicking it, you know what I'm saying, I've been grinding, but she went to this like street festival in Brooklyn, it was like some Essence street festival, and was so crazy about it, she was telling me even before the Nas thing came out, like, oh yeah, I'm going to this thing on Sunday, and Khalees is supposed to be like one of the honorees, so come to find out, my wife just got back in a couple of hours ago, and she was like, you know what, Khalees didn't even show up, so I guess Khalees was just like, oh, it's too much heat right now in New York. I'm just, so I guess when she went there, because, you know, a couple of my wife's friends that went with her, and they was like asking what happened, and they said Khalees had like a, even though she was promoted on this event to be there, all of a sudden she's in Atlanta, and she had like a concert or something like that. So it just goes to show, you know, I guess she's trying to like lay low into this kind of like blows over as far as like New York appearances.
Yeah,
so.
Nas is a cool cat. Like, Nas is
yeah,
real low.
Yeah, it takes a lot. Yeah, it takes a lot. I can see that.
For him to break like that, man, like, I'm with you, Nas. And
yeah,
guess
me
what?
Too, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, it's two sides to every story, but damn, you know what I'm saying?
She's been telling her side for 8 years, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's been doing this shit for 8 fucking years, though. The one thing that you cannot do is keep a child away from their father. I'm not open like a motherfucker. I chill, you know. I have a baby from a rapper as well. You know what I'm saying? One of my three is from, you know, I guess you want to call him famous rapper. But the things that you have to go through when you dealing with certain egos is freaking crazy. And both of them are in the industry. So I already
yeah.
know, like, that shit is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Man, just trying to co-parent is like, fuck it, I'd rather shoot myself first. You know, like, it's so...
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, it's... Listen, man.
Yeah, when it doesn't work out,
hey,
y'all, you know, because y'all got to be there for that seed,
Monday,
you know? So when
you
it
know,
doesn't work out,
like,
it's so crazy.
You know, you tell a story, but then, you know, it's better left unsaid because, you know, you'll win in the end when you allow the universe to take control and the universe to do what it needs to do. So that's why I stopped even speaking on it or anything. Just, I'm just letting the universe, you know, manifest.
Yeah, things will work out. Yeah, things will work out, you know. Yeah, so I mean, that's definitely trippy news. So and the last thing as far as trippy news, I got a new top 10 list. So to all the listeners out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I started this a couple weeks ago, and every few weeks I'll update it when something changes, you know. But basically, so just to explain it. So this is the top 10, in my opinion, adult starlets that's in the game. Yeah, and a lot of times you don't even got to be in the game. You could have been in the game before, and you just, you know, I'm just feeling what you're doing. You know, maybe you moved on from the game, and you're just doing other things. But of course, it's like this.
Why would you get out of lies and then start inboxing me? Like, really?
Oh.
I don't give a fuck what you have to say. That's so rude. So just know that I'm blocking you when I get out of here. Go ahead.
Wow. All right. So, yeah. So basically, this is kind of like, you know, anybody that keeps up with, like, college football, like, every week, you know what I'm saying? Like, based on it, it changes. So that's how my list is. So without further ado, Number 10, stalling in the game right now, I'm going to say Destiny Dream. Shout out to her. Like I said, I think she's out of Jersey. Sexy Red Bull. Shout out. Number 9, hopefully I'm pronouncing her name correctly, Entheist. I think she's like a mixture of like black and Mexican. Definitely a rookie doing her thing. Number 8, she's not in the game no more, but I always just got like a soft spot for her. Shout out to Imani Rose. Number 7, Aaliyah Hadid. We were just talking about head game, you know what I'm saying? And I know Ms. Lovely Black, you said your head game is phenomenal, right? You need to check out my number 7 starlet this week, Aaliyah Hadid, and get back to me and just see what you think her head game is, because I think she's got the best head game in the game. Number
Aaliyah
6, Hadid. Yes, Aaliyah Hadid. Yes. The last name is spelled Hadid. First name is Aaliyah. I think it's spelled Aaliyah. And the last name is spelled Hadid. Her head game is ridiculous. So, bam. So, that's number 7. Number 6, Portia Carrera. Big shout out to her, yo. I've been a fan for her for years. I like to see, she's like a young OG in the game. Been doing it for a minute. Portia Carrera is definitely sexy. Keep doing your thing. Number 5, Jamaica. Shout out to Jamaica. Tori Taylor, yo. That's like, yeah, Tori Taylor. She's the truth. Number 4, shout out to Chanel Hart. You know, she left the game for a minute. I guess she had to take a couple months out off. Back in the game. I'm eager to see, because a lot of times, you know, like, the adult industry is crazy, you know, like, because she was on top. She was holding it down for a minute, and she left the game, and it's just wondering, like, can she catch her footing again? You know what I'm saying? A lot of new girls come in, take your spot. It's like a sport. So, you know, we'll see how she comes across in the next, months with her new content and stuff like that. Number 3, Julie K, the dreaded porn star. Yo, Julie K, shout out to her. She's about that life. She's the truth. You know what I'm saying? So, Julie K. Number 2, this little chick, man, she definitely been just blazing it, man. She could be like star of the year this year. I mean, you know, she's been on top of her game too. Jenna Fox. And number 1, wow. Number 1, man, I got to give it to Bethany Benz. So shout out to Bethany Benz, no relation to me, but she got a new DVD she just put out, directed by LT. I definitely got to get LT on the show. So anybody out there, tweet LT, tell him we need to get him on Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. I definitely want to chop it up with this guy, man. That dude, I give mad respect to that dude, man. LT is definitely just a legend in the game, and him and Bethany Benz just collaborated on it, and she just – I don't even want to – you guys check it out. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. This is an adult program. So, yeah, y'all need to check it out and then give me some feedback, and then maybe we can, I don't know, have a review or whatever. But Bethany Benz, and, you know, she used to be a reality star. For her to, like, switch over, she definitely thought that life. Now, she definitely was – because this movie right here that she just did, this DVD, she just full-fledged adult star. So there's no going back now. She definitely – did the Vanessa Del Rio, like, I'm in it. So shout out to that. And then, this is trippy news. And then lastly on that, I'm going to just point out something I thought was very interesting in trippy news before we finish. Shout out to Kanye. Like, shout out to my dude Kanye, man. Like, I don't know, man. I just get inspired by my man Ye, man. My man Ye just moves at his own tempo, you know, says what he feels, and, you know, is not afraid of backlash that might comes with it. I just want you to say, man, keep your confidence up, man. Don't never let these people take your confidence away. But he recently just did a collaboration with a Pornhub. I guess Pornhub had an award show, and Kanye was like creative director. And, you know, Kanye's already got his fashion line, and now to have the fashion line going with the adult entertainment, I just thought it was kind of fly, man. I think it's kind of next level, and that's kind of how I'm thinking on some stuff, because I always loved the adult game, and, you know, of course, I got to be freaky, you know what I'm saying? You got to have it just raw, but I want to add some classy, some style to it, and with Ye kind of, like, kind of making it a little bit more mainstream, you know, it could open up the door for a guy like Bo Benz later on, to, you know, to kick the door down. So just shout out to that. So, you know, that's just some things that I've just been kind of checking for. So, yeah, this is trippy news, you know. That's all I got for this week. But, yeah, definitely a lot of stuff going on right now. A lot of movers and shakers going on, and just all walks of entertainment. So, yeah, that's that.
Man, that's a hell of a week in news.
I know, right? We was, like, action-packed. I mean, it was like, damn, I was just writing down notes. I was like, yo, we got to talk about this. We got to talk about that. So yeah, I like it. Like it's just, like I said, it's been a busy week for me too. Just me, like telling you the stuff I've been doing, and just seeing so much stuff just going on, and just news and entertainment. You know, things that I'm interested in, because I fuck the news. Like I said, I don't keep up with the news, but the things that I'm plugged in about, it's just a lot of moving parts, man. A lot of different energies, man. I just like it. So you can tell fall is here, and it's going to be interesting to see how fall transitions into winter with all these stories that we just talked about, everything that we're doing, the stuff we've been talking about, and just seeing how things are just going to evolve and manifest, you know? So I'm just kind of, I'm excited about it. Yeah, so that's what's up.
We got 15 minutes, right? And I wanted to do something special tonight because I was in here looking at numbers. And y'all showing out.
That's what's up. Shout out to everybody out there. Shout out to everybody listening. Tell a friend to tell a friend, log on and listen. This is what we do, you know, every Sunday night, real talk, you know, me and Miss Lovely Black, we just chopping it up. You know, we just chopping it up about just real life adult topics, and, you know, we bring it to you live and direct every Sunday. So definitely tell a friend, log on and listen. And definitely, look, I always say this too. I love talking to my co-hosts, but I want to hear from the people. You know what I'm saying? So if you got something to say, you want to, you know, speak your opinion, call in. Let's chat about it.
So first of all, salute to everybody. I do get reports about how people are listening in and tuning in, man, and you guys are simply amazing. From the beginning of the year till about May, man, like from May to now, like the show has taken off in like this crazy way, and we already had listeners, and it just keeps growing and it keeps growing, but some type of niche that was hit in May, and it got crazy. So kudos to everybody. I do see, you know, my people, they listening in from Facebook, from Savari, golly, Jesus Christ, let me go to 2018. So from Chrome, from Safari, from iPhone, Facebook, Firefox, Media Player. We are on iTunes. Look under women, and then I think it's relationships. So we are on iTunes. We are on TuneIn as well. Like I said, we've been at this for over a year. So I got my awesome sauce co-host, right, and he's going to help me with some of these names, right? I'm country than a motherfucker. We finna shout out every country that listen in to us, right? We got about 15 minutes, and we finna go give y'all a full shout out. We appreciate you guys for tuning in. We've been at it, and we do this for y'all. Our number one is the United States. Salute to everybody in the United States.
Shout out to the U.S.
Wow. What is it? Conti Divori?
Oh, that's a new one. I'm like, what country is that? I'm looking at my world map here. I'm like, where that?
What is it? Okay, it's CONTED IVORE.
Wow.
Yeah, and we got a nice listener base there. I've never heard of you guys. I love you. Algeria. Hi, Algeria.
Shout out to my homie.
Salute to you guys. Canada. Salute to Canada.
Canada. Yes. Our neighbors up north. Who else we got?
Seattle, Washington. Salute.
Shout out to the West Coast.
Mexico.
Mexico. Mexico, shout out to Acapulco. I got to get out to Acapulco again. Shout out.
Peru, thank you.
Peru.
Shout
Peru, South America.
Brazil. Thank you.
Brazil. Shout out to Brazil.
Ivory Coast. Thank you.
Oh,
Guyana.
Ivory Coast, Africa.
Nigeria.
Guyana.
Thank you. Niger.
Guyana. Shout out to Guyana. Guyana got some sexy women, too. Niger. Shout out. Shout out. Don't call it nigger, either. It's Niger.
I was going to say Niger. Algeria.
Algeria.
South Africa.
Algeria.
Thank you.
South Africa. Shout out to South Africa. Damn, bro.
Zambia.
These people. Who?
Zambia. Thank you.
Oh, Zambia. Shout out to Zambia. That's what's up.
Kenya.
Zambia. Kenya. We kind of heavy in Africa. Shout out to Kenya. That's what's up. Shout out to all the females I knew by the name of Kenya, too.
France, thank you. Ireland, thank you. United Kingdom, thank you. Germany,
Europe,
thank you.
England,
Poland,
Germany,
thank you. Sweden,
Poland,
thank you. Ukraine,
damn,
thank you.
Ukraine.
Turkey, thank you very much.
Turkey.
Saudi Arabia, thank you very, very much.
Saudi Arabia.
Oman, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Oman.
Okay.
Alzheimer, thank you. All right, this one here is Uzbekistan. What is it? Uzbekistan.
I can't pronounce it either.
Yeah, thank you.
shout out, thank you.
India, thank you, India.
Shout out to Bombay. You know what I'm saying? India.
Indonesia, thank you.
Indonesia. Wow, man, that's what's up. This is good to hear. We got listeners all in these parts, man. That's cool.
Australia, thank you.
Shout out to Down Under, Australia.
New Zealand, thank you.
New Zealand.
Thank you. These are countries. And some of these countries, they so lit up, man. We got people all over these countries that's completely lit up, man. Just thank you so much for tuning in and supporting the show. Without us, you are nothing. Seattle, Washington, California. Man, thank you to everybody that tuned in to this show to make this show great. The numbers are amazing, and they're growing. And as I said before, you know, we are over, you know, over 30 countries, and with these countries, we just want to grow our numbers, man. And I've seen numbers go from 1% to 5% to 15%. And man, just tell a friend and another friend and another friend that we appreciate you, and we thank you for tuning in to the show. We have tried to keep the real topics coming along and keep it funny and keep bringing you the news. Like, a lot of people, you know, don't show support, you know, on social media, or they don't, you know, share a post about the show, or they don't like it, or so on and so forth. And I want to tell anybody that's following their dreams, you can't worry about who's not supporting you. You have to be thankful for the people that are. I've been at this for well over a year now, and I've just stayed consistent. I remain down and I remain focused, and I have grown to be where I am today, and I am thankful. I am thankful for my co-host. When I went on a journey to search for my co-host, I knew I wanted somebody that wasn't going to be a yes man, that could bring something to the table, that was a male, would compliment the show. And one try, I got what I needed. I had another co-host, but, of course, that's not who I chose. But in one try, I got exactly who I wanted.
I'm
so thankful to have him. You know, some days I get up and be like, you know, boy, I sure hope my co-host don't quit, you know, because I'm happy to have him and just to be able to grow and share this process. So I really just thank everybody, and sometimes I like to get emotional. Like, you know, I sent my BFF a thank you message this morning, because she's been very hands-on with my new journey and walk of life on losing the weight. And she was like, oh, okay. And I was like, oh, you'll see the next time I get mushy. So, yeah, I want the love back. Yeah, I'm giving you this love. You know, just, it's okay to find me on social media and say hi and, you know, wherever you are. And when I post, you know, it's okay to share. It's okay to do that because we still going to grow. We can't worry about who's not supporting, but we salute everybody that is supporting. And it just makes me feel so good inside to see these numbers and to see countries that, you know, I've never heard of that I can't even pronounce, and they tuning in to my show, and I appreciate and love you, every last one of you, for showing me love. I love you back. 5 minutes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Find me on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black One. That's THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. Also find me on Twitter, Miss Lovely Black, the number one. That's MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. And on Facebook, find me on Facebook. And if you don't know my Facebook page, then you don't need to know.
That's like a mystery.
That I don't want on the page, kind of found my page, but I digress. So, yeah, that's my information. If you want to get at me, you got a topic for the show, you want to come on the show, inbox me on either one of those two or email me at inquiries, the number four, the new Miss Lovely Black at gmail.com. Inquiries, the number four, the new Miss Lovely Black at gmail.com. Mo Benz, take it away, baby.
Yo, so we do have a commercial promotion available starting at just $20. You must provide your own audio up to 60 seconds or script. Also, if you would like to be a feature, contact me directly, you know, hop in my email. So that's going to be mobins@gmail.com. So that's spelled M-O-B-I-N-N-S @gmail.com. Also, check for me. I'm on two social media outlets. So my first one is Instagram. So check me on Instagram. But like I say this every week. Just keep it respectful. But the handle is same thing, MoBin. So MOBINNS. You know, it's just a window into my life, what I'm kind of into, what I'm kind of vibing on. So like I said, keep it respectful. But of course, if you want to get at me, you know what I'm saying? I told you the one thing that we can go back and forth on is Twitter. Shout out to Miss Lovely Black. You know what I'm saying? She slid in my DMs, and we was going back and forth, like I said, talking some stuff. You know what I'm saying? Looking at some pictures. But yeah, definitely check for me on Twitter, and that's MOBINNS. Yeah, man. And I got something brewing as far as a guest. I'm almost done with this book that I'm reading, Cool Cleveland. Arthur. It's just a good book, man, and I'm going to get her on a show, maybe get her publishers on a show as well, and then we just going to have a little powwow, a little book club, you know what I'm saying? And shout-outs to Miss Lovely Black as well, you know what I'm saying? Shout-outs to all her books. But, yeah, we're going to get it popping. And like I said, I got a couple guests. I know I've been saying this for a minute, but I kind of want to just get it going, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to get past this one, get this one guest in here, and then just start the cycle of some new features. So, yeah, that's what we're working on. So, shout out, keep listening. It's going to get better and better.
Ah, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
True.
Let's see here. I just tweeted you the link for tonight's show. Of course, we had to get
nice.
That topic.
Oh, yeah. Check me out. I'm definitely going to retweet that.
Let me get in here and see where we at, y'all. All right, we down to the last 2 minutes of the show. Anybody got anything to say on Facebook? I ain't seen nobody comment in a minute, so I don't know if Facebook started back messing up or not. Cause sometimes, I haven't seen anybody comment in a while. So I see people on here, but nobody.
Shout out to your Facebook Live crew. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't rock with Facebook. You know, I'm still on there, but. I'm like a ghost on there, you know what I'm saying? I just kind of like, you know, I post from Twitter or Instagram on there, you know what I'm saying? So, well, mainly Instagram from there. So, but shout outs, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to your people on there, you know, Facebook Live, you know, seeing you, seeing us, it was hearing me, seeing you. That's cool, man. I just wanted to say
I don't know why you won't put like a half mask on your face and then come so I can add you into the live and then make it come back.
I don't know. Well, hopefully, I don't know, man. I don't know, man. We're gonna do it. We're gonna get it going one of these days. But let me get to that. But shout outs though. I like that though. I like what you're doing with that though. So shout out.
Right, for sure. Thank you everybody for tuning in. We're on our last 40 seconds. Somebody said they think head should be in the Constitution. I'm with you, man.
That's a good way to go.
Man, you should put it meat in your mouth every single
night. Shout out to all the females out there giving that bomb ass head. You know what I'm saying? That this, you know, that take your soul. You know what I'm saying? That take your soul head. But everybody be safe, and we'll see you same time next week.
All right, peace out, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Same time, same place next week, Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On the link. Also call in 646-787-1839 if you have something to say. Thank you to everybody that showed me love tonight and every other night. Mwah. Good night.